Do you know? Excuse me, you said this was your father's mother.
Right.
Still alive. Do you know if she had any kind of education?
I know she did, but I don't know how far she went.
Do you know about your grandfathers? Do you know what they did for a living?
I know one of them was a sheriff. I don't know. Oh, the other one, I guess he was in real estate. He owned a lot of buildings and things.
And what does your grandmother do now?
She works at the county office or something like that. I'm not really sure.
Which grandfather was it that was the sheriff?
It was my father's father.
And you're not married?
No.
Would you tell me your parents' names?
Charles Gillespie and Eddie Lee Gillespie.
How old are they?
My father's 42 and my mother's 41.
Let's see. You say that you've lived here for 12 years. Do you think that you could kind of tell me, kind of describe this house to me?
This one? It's kind of, the outside's sort of white. I don't know, it's got...
Is it wood or brick?
Yeah, it's wood and brick.
And when you walk in the door, it's very unusual because there's so many unusual pieces here that I commented on when I first came in. How come you have all this stuff?
Oh, I don't know. My parents sort of collect antiques, I guess.
And you said they owned a toy store?
Yeah, we used to when Overton Square first opened. It was mostly old toys and some handmade toys.
Do you know where they got most of the stuff?
My father's been collecting it for years, I guess, and it's mostly the stuff that he collected.
Well, when you were little, did you get to play with it?
Oh, not really.
Not much?
No.
What kind of work are you involved in right now with the board?
I'm a secretarial aide.
How did you get involved in this program?
It is some kind of program that for high school students. My typing teacher told me about it. So,
do you type pretty well?
Not really. I make a lot of mistakes.
How fast can you type?
I think 63 words a minute.
Wow. Yeah. That's great. Good.
Probably inherited from my father. He can type real fast since he's a writer.
Yeah.
If you inherit stuff like that.
You might have learned it.
Yeah,
somewhere.
Maybe.
How about, we'll start with the urban survey. Urban studies. Memphis is a fairly large city, and you've lived here all your life. Have you thought much about how Memphis is divided into sections as far as race and social class goes? Well, can you tell me kind of like how you see Memphis that way?
It is divided. I mean, you can tell it's divided.
How would you say it's divided if you had to say something about that?
You mean, do I think that everybody should be sort of live together?
Oh, no, I'm just saying, just what do you notice if you've driven around here? How you notice, like, do you notice the north is one way and the south is one way of the city, sections of the city?
No, not really. I mean...
Okay,